Now, the Orion Nebula, which is actually still visible in the sky, there's a little pinkish star-like object in the sword of Orion, in the middle of the middle star of the sword of Orion, is the Orion Nebula. And when the Infrared Space Observatory looked at that, back, it saw this very complex spectrum. Every feature in here has been identified. The orange lines indicate all the emission by atomic hydrogen, I'm sorry, molecular hydrogen. The blue features are all the atomic hydrogen. The green features down here are all ionized atoms, which means atoms out of which the electrons have been torn. So those are very hot regions, hot enough so that the electrons get torn out of the atoms. And the yellow ones are the frozen substances. So what you're seeing here is, in this view, there's a hodgepodge of all kinds of regions, some terribly, terribly cold, so that the carbon monoxide is still frozen, others terribly hot, so that the electrons get torn out of the atoms, and then molecules and atoms in regions that are in between. A few years ago, a telescope called the Cosmic Background Explorer was launched, which produced a map of the background radiation of the sky. It produced it at wavelength of 100, 140 and 240 microns, or the longest wavelength was about 500 times the wavelength to which light the eye is sensitive. And it obtained an all-sky view, which looked sort of like this. Here is the Milky Way plane, and it's sort of a wraparound. It looks, instead of looking round, it's egg-shaped, because if you were looking right at the center of it, then the two edges would wrap around the back of your head. And that's how you have to think of it. And here you have a mixture of these different wavelengths. And you notice that you have the Milky Way very bright, and then you also have this band here, which is the remnant dust we still have in the ecliptic plane, or the plane of the planets, that the remnant dust, which is always slowly spiraling in the sun, and has been around ever since the early formation of the solar system. And it's dust that's emitted by comets that come too close to the sun, and it's dust also that's produced when asteroids, the smallest of the planets, collide. Now, that dust gives off heat at 10 microns, twice, 20 times the wavelength of visible light. And in addition to that, the plane of the galaxy gives off radiation at 200 times the wavelength of light, or 100 microns. And if you subtract that out, here again you have the observed sky. The blue part here is now radiation at about 10 microns from the dipole dust, the dust in the solar system. This is the dust in the Milky Way plane. Here you've removed the zodiacal dust. You're just left with the dust in the Milky Way plane. And here they've removed most of that. And what's left now is radiation coming in from outside the galaxy and from the rest of, from the distant universe. And you really would like to know what this is, where this all comes from. So, and the spectrum of that, again, going from the visible part around here, at half a micron, all the way out to, on the far right here, the millimeter wavelength range, is roughly given with a peak here, maybe in the middle at 100 microns. This is still not very well established. There's a range of values here, as you can see, shown by these red lines, which shows our uncertainty. But we know more now about this, at least, than we did about a year ago, when this first was published.